Mill Creek to Millstone.
I'm fine with it.
So take Mill Creek on up to Millstone, Summerbrook and Summerbrook Court.
Is that one we drove out to, Randy? Didn't we all go out to one of those?
If you did, I wasn't with it.
I'll say it in the motion.
I think I was out there.
I don't remember.
No, that's how we'll, whenever we finalize it.
That Mill Creek's the timbered,
Millstone Court.
Timbered lane through there almost, you know, it's all.
All one side, it's all timber.
Those others we really can't do anything with until we either get a cul-de-sac or something put in, right?
That's, I don't know who took that over developing, I think the portion up there, somebody else has took over finishing developing all that. I know they're trying to get a homeowners association all worked in, I think they're getting close.
On the Emery Creek Ranch, you guys discussed all that with the, as far as the agreement you had there with the snow removal and everything else. What was decided on North Point Court?
Yeah, we took it in, we decided we'd take it in.
That wasn't part of my motion originally though, so we need to.
Need to add it to it, because that's what we told them.
We'll make that as a new motion. And then the only ones we haven't discussed is 25, 26, 28 and 29, Edison Lane, Ranchview Road, Shenandoah Lane and Skinner Road. We have a question mark next to Shenandoah Road, or lane. Edison Lane.
We'll start with Edison Lane. It's the one up there, comes off of Fox Road. Actually starts in Stone County, ends up in Caney County. That was the problem. Stone County is not gonna take in their portion and.
Can you get through it? Does it end?
Well, you could drive it, but.
I'm talking about drive through, where you hook onto our other end somewhere.
Right now, Fox Road there is part of the road. We got an agreement with Stone County. They're doing the maintenance on Fox Road while we do another road. That was.
Is that the one we just traded?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the road we just traded. Edison is, you see it down here, has several homes, but you have to come in through Stone County, which has no platted right of way on that portion of the road. And
it looks to me like you'd have trouble getting an easement through. I mean,
well,
you're not 40 feet through there, are you?
No, not on that first portion. There is right of way on the next in Stone County, or I mean in Taney County portion, there is right of way, but.
Just before that first drive, is that where it comes into Taney County?
Right there, there, right there. That's, the line runs north.
So that's where it comes into Taney County? And does it just dead end down there, or what is it?
It goes all the way down to right there.
Is there a cul-de-sac or anything down there? Turn around, hammerhead.
It needs a turnaround.
I don't think we do anything until you get all those contingencies done. I don't even think there's 40-foot easement through there.
Well, my recommendation is denied, because until they get their portion of Stone County's taken in, we're not gonna drive something that's not maintained by somebody.
Motion to deny.
So.
Second.
Which one, which?
Edison Lane?
Edison Lane.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carries.
Ranchview Road.
That is a portion, it connects from Devil's Pool back to Boston, I believe, the road we've taken in. Currently, a portion of it is maintained by Oakmont, but there's very few houses on the other portion.
I was on it this week.
We've taken in Boston. We got the cul-de-sac finished. It's ready for, if we have time, to chip seal. We'll try to get that done this year. Ranch View was a portion down to the last house. Was.
Can we get a cul-de-sac at the end of that without going all the way around it?
Property owner would have to provide that because it's very little usage from there all the way back to Devil's Pool.
But
right now, Oakmont maintains.
Who petitioned it though?
The same people that petitioned the Boston, but we only taken the Boston.
And we turn around there at Ranch, where it enters Ranch?
No, we turn around at the end of Boston. There's a cul-de-sac down there platted and it's done.
So that's what I was asking down there at the end of, we Boston wise off and goes on Ranch View?
Yes.
We can't go down all the way, I mean, we'd have to have a cul-de-sac or a hammerhead at the end of that last house. Have you talked to that homeowner, landowner?
No, not yet.
Do you want to table until he can talk to them?
Yeah, I table it because if we deny, he don't ever put it back on the list.
It's Ranch View Road. Move to table Ranch View Road.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Reno Springs, are we?
We've already, I'm gonna.
I know, but we didn't take any action on it.
We gotta leave it table. We don't.
Yeah.
We don't want to.
Motion table.
Yet.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That was Reno Springs?
Yes.
Correct. Shenandoah Lane.
Kathy, if you can move to that one. Turn on your property lines too, if you would. Parcel lines, parcel data, whatever. Okay. Shenandoah is right there just south of the NEZ business. It's a base road. It has right-of-way enough into where you see the right-of-way in there on that third property on the south side. Then it's going to require survey work and a cul-de-sac or turnaround at some point. From that point on over the hill, it gets steep and pretty much pretty primitive. In fact, I wasn't going to drive it any farther than that.
What's your recommendation on it, Randy? I mean, that.
I would take it out to the portion they got petitioned there and do a cul-de-sac. All that good at this time, and if the people are willing to donate and do the survey like everybody else on the turnaround, make it contingent on that.
Well, why don't we table it and you discuss with them, make sure they know what we need, and then go from there.
I'll go ahead and I'll make a motion with table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, and then we have one more.
Skinner Road.
Skinner Road, and this. Now the portion they petitioned does not have the necessary right of way.
Where's this at?
South of Shelter Road. Pointer, but okay, that's good enough right there. Coming off the Matherly, which is county maintained, it angles southeast. You see that residence there? Then there's one other residence down here, but it needs right of way on the entire portion of it.
I say, are we just cutting through the middle of somebody's property there?
Well, they done that. The property owner, the road needs widened. It's mainly a one-lane road. And right now with the condition it is, huh?
I didn't mean us. I meant, yeah, the road.
Yeah, the road goes across that first residence there you see on the east side of it. That's whose property that's all on. Then there's another gentleman at the end. It actually has three 911 one address is because the one garage portion they turned into an apartment, but basically, as the road lays, it's gonna require quite a bit of work and right of way, and I'm gonna suggest we possibly deny that one.
You wanna deny or you wanna table it until they get that fixed? Danny?
What do you think, Brandy,
Well, if it had additional homes on it, I mean, that would be, it would meet the three home requirement we'd be trying to adhere to, and
But don't right now?
It needs to have the right of way, platted for across where the road lays and enough right of way to.
May not be able to get the right of way going to the middle.
Well, the driveway used to come right off the corner of Matherly. That's what one of the driveways and still continues to the first house. Then they have a second drive that goes in the other side here, right there.
There's still nothing platted.
Huh?
There's nothing platted.
There's nothing platted. That's.
Well, motion to deny until there's a road to look at.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, so motion to approve Summerbrook Court, Mill Creek up to Millstone and Millstone Court, North Point Court, into the county road system as discussed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Randy, I'd like for you to bring us back a little summary of total cost of roads taken in, and also the mileage.
I did more. I said North Point. Okay. If I didn't, I meant to.
When we do these,
hold on. There's questions on the. For the record, my motion was Summerbrook Court, Millstone Court, Mill Creek up to Millstone Court, North Point Court. Go ahead, Danny.
Is that it? I mean, second.
No, that was our, we were verifying that.
Okay.
Yeah. But you were going to say something more?
No, I just wanted that mileage and everything, and the cost to the county. Whenever we, when we take in all these roads, and every year we take in roads, and then we don't provide extra men and equipment, puts a strain on Road and Bridge to cover all these things during storm activity. And a lot of times we have some of these roads that need to be taken in as maintenance only, base rock, or what I'm trying to say is not chip and sealed or hard surface. We need to start looking at that whenever we start taking some of these in. And
I think some of the, again, some areas, and in other areas, we're already right there. It's not that big of a deal to go through and do the. I mean, you're right, Dan.
Hour wise.
Right.
You know,
right.
Get it all covered and.
Right.
That's where we get our calls. They've not been out to my road yet. You know, that's where we get that whenever we add road after road. And then if a person's trying to do the snow removal or something, well, we get a phone call.
Now, keep in mind, some of these we're going to do some paving work on. Then the others, we'll just have to phase them in over time. Mm-hmm. And I think some of the residents will understand that. That if they give us a little time to, we've already pretty much got everything lined out for this year, and we can start working on some of the minor stuff on it and then get it in by next year or get it scheduled, so surface work wise. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can do that now.